Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Former Highlanders and Māori All Black winger Connor Garden Bishop has died after what the club said was a medical event. The New Zealand Herald reports police were called to the scene of a sudden death in Fendleton, Christchurch, around 5:55pm on Monday. The death is not being treated as suspicious and will be referred to the coroner. Garden Bishop was one of several players dropped from the franchise last week. The Highlanders say the 25-year-old was a committed and popular teammate with an infectious energy and someone who could light up the room. They say all of rugby walks alongside the Garden Bishop family at this time and are collectively united in grief. A Tauranga City Council commissioner says the commission has been able to make progress for mana whenua in its 4 years. The term of the commission is expiring and residents are voting for a new council. Shadrach Rolleston, who has deep ties to Tauranga Moana Iwi and a background in resource management, says the four commissioners were faced with decisions which had remained unresolved for many years and where it made sense to work in partnership with Māori.
There was a long-standing dispute over a piece of land in the centre city, so a 160-year dispute over a piece of land, but ultimately came into the hands of the council. We stepped through a process with mana whenua and the community about transferring that land into a joint ownership arrangement between council and mana whenua, and for that land to be used by council for community purposes, a new library, a new museum.
Shadrach Rolleston says the commissioners were established as a first right of refusal policy, giving mana whenua a chance to bid when council declares properties surplus. Greens MP Huhana Linden says a bill extending permits for existing marine farms to 2050 will silence the voices of Haukainga. The bill was introduced under urgency this month and will affect about 1,200 farms. Oceans and Fisheries Minister Shane Jones says it will remove a significant burden on the aquaculture industry, which includes a large Māori presence. Ms Linden says about 300 resource consents were up for review next year, but iwi, hapū and communities will no longer be able to have a say.
Many of them are pre-Resource Management Act, so they haven't gone through the rigour of what current consenting processes are. So there's deep worry within the kāinga of this blanket extension without any review of resource consents at place in the Takutai Moana.
Kua tere anō mate ariki tēnei, and that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūrou.